to Real Talk Sundays, the podcast for the people by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
Say son. I'm your host, Amanda.
I need an inhaler.
Dude, do you think an inhaler would help us?
Yeah, I have in my purse.
You know what's the most annoying shit is listening back on your own voice and how you laugh and you're like, God damn it, I sound stupid. But hey, hearing yourself laugh is pretty cool.
But we laugh a lot. That's a good thing.
We wheeze into our laughs a lot. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is my co-host with the most, Val.
Every time.
She here with us. We just wanted to thank everybody, our listeners. We're going to start off with another moment of gratitude, quite honestly, dude. Yeah, like, we need to take a moment. We need to thank Frank. We need to thank our producer, director, co-creator. I don't know, just everything for validating us.
He's always validating us. He edits and validates.
Dude. He's an MVP. He's a silent hustler for sure.
He deals with our punk asses too.
And Val,
we're a lot. I'm not going to lie.
We are. We've decided that together, we're extra selfish. When we're together, we're even more selfish when we're apart. So it's pretty scary. But thank you for putting up with us and putting out our beats, man. And then another shout out to your fiance,
Kayla.
Miss Kala.
She's just always supporting us.
Kala.
Parking the car, yeah, getting the suitcase with our equipment in it. I mean,
she's clutch, dude. She'll come up. You'll be like, oh, I really need chapstick. She'll be like, ah, oh, here you go. You're like, oh, I really need, can I have this? Oh, here you go. And you're like, clutch ass bitch, get out of my face. Thank you. But yeah, she's definitely like the cement filler for sure. She comes in and holds it. Like, I don't know. Just big shout out to everybody who makes this happen, because this is so
And she's
fun.
Always our DD, too.
She's all our fucking DD. She's working all the goddamn time. She's just great. She's a silent MVP for sure. Makes this dream come alive. Anyway, she's here. We need to stop talking about her. But we came to the conclusion on this episode. This question kept coming up, and I've had a few conversations with a few people about it, but I wanted to bring it to the table, and we want to talk about it, because I haven't talked to you fully about it. We've nipped at it over the years, but we wanted to take it from the top. And then the question really is, can men and women be friends, be just friends? And so I kind of wanted to open up that can and see where your experience, and like, yeah, just talk about it, put it on the table.
Yeah, I think men and women can be friends. I think other people don't see that, and then they judge you for it, and they assume, and that's what my experience has been. But I mean, specifically, I've always had friends that are guys. That's just a me thing. Even when I was growing up, I was with the guys riding bikes, like, you know, trying to skateboard. Like, that was just me. So it just was such a constant for me growing up, especially when we play sports, too. You're going to be around guys because you're out playing basketball. Mm-hmm. That was me doing that. So I never thought anything of it or anything different. My parents never said anything. You know what I mean? And then even in college, same thing. I was had my guy friends come with me back to my parents' house, you know, in the summers and school, like on the weekends, and they were my friends for real.
They're your homies.
Yeah. And then I think later in my 20s, there was somebody who I really thought was my friend, like, you know, and didn't have those kinds of feelings, but I was naive to that, so that was cool. But yeah, I think that was my biggest one, of being like, no, that's my friend of like a decade. Yeah. And so this person has two letters to their name, if you could guess. So I think that was disheartening to find out, oh, fuck, he did like me like that. Like, that sucks, because that's I don't feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I for real thought, dang, okay, so you can, but you can't, or it's so situational, and that's what I think it is. But I have a ton of guy friends.
Poses that question too. So for that one who's like, dude, this whole time I've had feelings for you, right? He's just essentially like, what, waiting you out? You know what I mean? Like, waiting it out. But at the end of the day, it's like, how disheartening are when guys talk about the friend zone? They're like, oh, how hard it is to get stuck in the friend zone. And it's like, yeah, but do you know how disheartening it is to think you got a solid freaking homie? And freaking, that sounded so cute. Solid flippity dipping homie. Okay, your OG dog. And he just the whole time is just waiting to get with you. And it's like, damn, I thought I had a buddy. That really sucks. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, because it's either you guys fuck and you're never going to talk again, or he reveals his true deep love for you and you're never going to talk again. There's no safe way out of it unless he just bottles up his feelings for you.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up too. So it's like, kudos for sharing this, but honestly, should have been way back. Like when you first started developing feelings for me, because now you're heartbroken. You got to grieve the loss of a bestie, of a homie.
Right.
And you now lose that. And it's really, it really sucks. And they lose it twice. They lose a, because they, yeah, on a level, on a real level, you were their friend too. You guys spent a lot of time together, become friends.
Family events. Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff. Yeah. So I think that's hard.
Your situationship, whatever that was, feeds my theory on why men and women cannot be friends. Ooh. And I have, and this is just interesting because it fits our topic earlier, because I'm fighting so hard to be like, no, they can't. Here's my theory. And I've told this twice. I've literally said this will be my fourth time telling you this week. I truly feel that on the mass scale of the relationship globally with men and women, that 98.999% of men cannot be just friends with a woman. I do believe that there are exceptions to this rule, but I don't think it's as common as everybody would assume. Here's my theory on it. Women's relationships with each other have a level of intimacy, and we consider that just friendship. We have cried together. We have hugged and wept together. We've slept in the same bed together.
Cuddled.
We've had these intimate moments where it's non-sexual. It's support. It's face-to-face connection. And that's our friendships. And so when you offer that type of friendship to a man, somebody of the opposite sex, who does not receive that as their type of same-sex friendships, mm-hmm. they're buddy-to-buddy, shoulder-to-shoulder watching the game. We don't talk about our feelings. You know, sometimes some pockets of toxic masculinity and other pockets not so toxic, but still some of those cliches. And so when you're offering this level of intimacy that to you is friendship, to somebody who doesn't receive that as a member of the opposite sex since the jump, you start to convolute some boundaries. She's fucking into me. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never opened my heart like that to a bro before, and I opened it to you. Like, so their level of intimacy is just, it's not parallel. It's really hard for us. And so you find yourself giving support and even physical touch, and they're like, oh shit. And you're like, oh man, I'm
sorry, man. I call him bro. Hey, bro.
You want a bro hug, bro? Yeah. So I think that where I feel there's a 2%, one point whatever percent wiggle room is for those men, and you know, more modern men who have really grown up with a lot of women in their life. I'm saying like maybe a single mom with two or three sisters, or their aunt and aunt, you know, raised them, just a lot of women in their lives that they've been able to connect with and understand their emotions and what intimacy means. It's hugging, it's loving, it's sleeping, you know, it's all these things. So I do believe there's an exception to every rule out there, and especially somebody who's done healing on that. But it also compounds when you are when you are conventionally attractive. When you throw just straight up, even something to statistically is longer hair, because biologically that means you are a prime mate for reproduction. That means you are healthy. That means you are sought after. So even on a biological level, you know what I'm saying?
No, I
so
get it.
So that's where I'm like, sure, but no. And I'm telling you right now, thinking back on every single male friend that I've ever had, I truly, truly can't think of one where I'm like, oh, him, straight away, on who just wanted to be my friend and not get in my pants. And so that's, for me, very, very hard. And I put a little bit of a this to a lot of men, you know, as far as relationships go. But like friendships, I would like to believe that certain people can be friends. And then a buddy that I was talking to about it says, I think the deciding factor is when you're intimate. I think you can be buddies up until the spark, like up until you kiss, you sleep together, like some sort of intimate moment. And then it changes the game. And I was like, fucking that? So either you're fucking them, or you're falling for them, or you don't, and you're strictly just friends. Like, you've got to play your zone, man. But the other two zones, you're going to lose a buddy real fast. So yeah, I don't know. That's my theory. I truly, in the heart of hearts, would love to believe that. I do. But
I'm trying to think of specific examples of just all my life having guy friends, but my brain's kind of dead after seven.
She partied real hard last night.
But yeah, I mean, but there's a question that Corrado found. How are there any particular strategies or boundaries that can help ensure longevity of a successful friendship with?
With the opposite sex, specifically? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're asking the wrong
bitch. I'm just putting it out there. I could do that.
Oh, no, you lost me at boundaries. Yeah, so,
like, I know how to set boundaries.
I don't. So let's talk about that.
I think it would be, like, to where you're not making it to where it's like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, any kind of touching like that. I mean, I'm kind of like that when I drink, so I can't really speak to that, but I'm like that with everyone. So that's hard.
I know, especially we are very touchy, especially when we're drinking. Like, mm-hmm. I grab a lot, totally. Like, we hug.
I'm very touchy. Here's the thing is, me personally, it's easy for me to be like that because I'm not like this over, I know this is going to sound weird, I'm not this like over sexualized person that's mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, you're so, like, it's not.
You definitely lean more asexual.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
I'm not, and I'm pretty chill. Like, I don't know. I'm just talking about, like, yeah. my own experience. I don't know. I'm just dude. Not, like, this big flirtatious
person. And I'm fucking flirtatious revved up like either. A Chevy.
Yeah. Like, who can I fuck in this bar?
No.
And I'm like, how many more shots can I take?
No.
That's really what.
No.
Just kidding.
Maybe back in the day.
Yeah,
for
that's
sure.
what I'm saying. Like, just back then, like, I'm gonna have more opportunity to have a friendship with somebody compared to,
yeah,
you know,
dude. Back in, yeah, definitely.
But
back in the day.
What we did not establish in this conversation is really bad of us that we're talking about men and women being friends. Those are straight people,
cis friendships.
Whatever. I don't
for
like
sure.
cis.
Well,
I don't like saying that.
Sense.
I like saying straight.
You're talking like okay. Go ahead.
So I'm saying, like, what about men that are gay having another
friend
that's
gay.
We're not thinking about that, or vice
or like,
versa, a lesbian and Kayla
Mel's
having.
Mel's a perfect example.
Mel's
we have
a perfect example.
We have a great, amazing friend
yeah.
who's an absolute lesbian to the T.
Gay as ever.
To the V. So gay. She inspires me, and yeah. we love her with our whole heart.
She is herself.
She
24/7.
Is so raw dogged herself.
Mm-hmm.
And
she really is.
She's amazing. You know, and we love her. And so that's the crazy part is, like, yeah, I absolutely agree. We can all be friends because she's.
You don't want to fuck her.
She doesn't want to. Like, even if there was
no,
a mutual.
No, I'm asking, like, right?
Well, no, she's my friend.
No, but I'm making sure, like.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
But, she's an attractive person for sure. Like, and she's definitely a.
Oh, you think that?
I think she's a good looking girl. Yeah.
See, but that's where it gets, like,
I think you're a good looking girl.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I'm not trying to stand on your face. Shit. No, I can have friends that I think are respectively good looking. Absolutely.
Just can't.
But no, I don't want to fuck her, you know.
Okay, but that. She's okay, so yes, but
if she wasn't
she
my,
was somebody she wasn't that you wanted to fuck,
Mel,
it'd be
I'm
going to
tell
bit
you right now, bitch, if you weren't my friend, we would flirt all night, but we probably wouldn't fuck. Okay, that's where it's at, because I'm a scaredy cat, meow,
but
meow. Okay, that's where
but
I'm
do you
at.
See what I'm saying, though? Like, you have to think of
I
that perspective is you don't want to fuck her right now. So, yeah, you guys can be friends. You're not physically
like my,
wanting to have sex
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, and my long game isn't.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to wear her down, and one of
yeah.
these days she's going to be vulnerable and be like,
yeah.
I've always loved you. Nope. No, she's my friend,
and
I
think
respect
it's hard,
the shit out of her.
Something that I've thought about just childhood friends that like guys that I grew up with that, like if you get that close with an individual there's going to be feelings somewhere somehow on one party and I know that kind of discredits me saying you can be friends but there are a lot of times you catch feelings
yeah, man.
That you didn't have to begin with you were literally just being friends blah 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 but then you realize oh my god I like him or I like mm-hmm. her and they don't like you that's an issue and you still be friends with them that's hard
mm-hmm.
that's the hardest thing I think when that happens and they don't feel the same way
yeah
then you're just friends for and you watch them have, you know, yeah. go be with somebody and you're just like, oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, that's Val, my best friend. And you're like, mm-hmm.
friend.
But I'd say that happened to me more than anything. That's probably the hardest thing
Here's
to do.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
So not that they're mutually exclusive. This just brings up another, you know, arguable topic is, can people be friends with their ex? Or a if you're a co-parent and you're like, we're still really good friends. Do you think that is plausible?
I don't know. I don't. I mean, let's pretend there's no kids involved. Okay.
Oh, no,
I
can't, kids? Why I the fuck relate. Y'all friends?
But, that's what, but people ask that, though. People do try to be friends with, like, oh. I've heard it. I've seen it. Bro. Like, oh, no, we're cordial. We talk. We do. We hang out. Mutual friends, you know. No way.
We just decided we but were meant for
Kayla
each other.
Would say no way. I think I would. It would depend for me. It depends who it is and what they did. If they didn't do anything and we broke up on a chill way and they didn't cheat on me or vice versa, I think I could.
It was just completely amicable, mm-hmm. vanilla breakup. Yeah. Like no harm, yeah. no foul. We have circle of friends. And we mm-hmm. it's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, I'm just saying. I think I've said this since
Wait,
day one,
has
haven't
he,
I? I literally
have you guys had sex?
No, I'm saying if this happened to me now, I think I could.
That's basically the deciding fact. Have you guys had sex? And it was like, well, yeah, we were together. Okay, then. So that's a no. But if you don't have a tether, I feel that's my opinion. But if you don't have a tether to this ex for any reason, whether it's like...
I'm not saying you're talking and FaceTiming during the week. Uh-huh. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like...
Not like spending the night at their house.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're taking this way out of context.
But so you think exes can be friends?
I'm saying like if me and
In
Kayla broke up...
In the best of
up,
circumstances.
I'm saying if me and Kayla broke up tomorrow, I would not want her out of my life completely.
You would want to be her friend. Well, here's what's fucked
but
up about that.
But she would not
that.
Want
Here
to.
Here it is.
Yeah.
You're awfully assumptive that she would not. I've actually
She's,
done this to men in my
other.
Life where we have broken up and be like, we can be friends. And they were like, you realize I'd rather pry my fucking eyes out than look at the girl every single day that I'm not going to be with anymore. Oh, yeah. No fucking way.
But that's not going to happen because we're going to be married next
year.
Yeah,
but you're
fine.
You're
but
like,
what I'm saying is I would not. I would.
Absolutely
I could
not.
Do it.
That's interesting. The best of circumstances. I think of, yeah, if you got tether, if you got kids, because, you know, friendship really does go far ways because it has open communication when you're co-parenting for sure. Or if there's like, I'm trying to think, you know, if there's any other shared property, not the kids' property, but I mean like other things that you guys just became amicably about, like, yeah, we're good. It was amicable. We split up on good terms, mm-hmm. but like, all
well,
right.
This is my opinion and stop judging me for
I'm
it.
I'm not judging
God
you.
Damn.
That was my opinion. Stop judging me for it.
I wanted to say no. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I think it's an agree to disagree for us too on those levels. But I think it's fair questions to ask ultimately. And it really does come down. And where's that fucking stand-up comedian, that really, really hot guy? God, what's his name? He's such a flame. Oh,
the one that has like the big teeth. Like that he got his teeth done.
Oh, I don't know.
He was from... You see him
he's
on Instagram.
He's doing a world tour, dude, with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, fucking. He's from Wild'n Out. Oh, he was one of the white guys on Wild'n Out. I don't
oh
know his name.
Oh, my God, dude. That
the
guy.
The fact that you think he's hot is weird.
Oh, fuck you. He fine. Yeah, are you kidding
with
me?
With his fake-ass big horse
I don't
teeth?
Know. I hope we're talking about the same person
because
I don't see what you're
I
saying.
Know.
He's... Do you see what
I know
I
how
see?
Your taste is, and that's who you're talking about. He's going on tour with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah,
right
dude,
now.
He's so fine. Anyways, he just has really good off the top of the dome, you know, comedy, which is my vibe. And yeah, he jokes about that a lot as fuck. So he does a whole stand-up segment on why men and women can't be friends. And then imitating the woman as like, no, he's just my friend. And he's like, get real, bitch. Like, are you kidding me? That guy's not your friend. And she's like, yes, he is. And it's like, bitch, we played the same game. No, he's not. I just won. He's like, you had feelings for me. I had feelings. No, he's not your fucking friend. No, you're not going to. No, absolutely not. No, we can just be friends. No, you cannot. That's a no. Like, and I think it's because your partner too knows that you are truly attractive as well. Like you're conventionally attractive. So it's like, mm-mm.
I definitely do
they
agree
know
that when
that
you're
you got
pretty, it's way harder. It is. It, why you just said conventionally
oh,
good looking.
Sure.
That's
no,
what I'm saying.
It's called pretty privilege.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
I have that.
And there's skinny privilege. There's pretty privilege.
I
there's
know.
white privilege, there's male privilege. Let's talk about all privilege right now, but I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, that's pretty privileged. I remember sitting at the table with my grandma, and my grandma's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, bitch, you've always been pretty, so you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, I was like, grandma, it's called pretty privilege when you get special privileges mm-hmm. because you are conventionally attractive or better looking than most. And she's like, oh, what? And my grandma's always been a Stone Cold Fox. Like, she's just this little firecracker. And I was like, yeah, you get a lot of things when you're thinner, when you're quote unquote prettier, you know, more symmetrical and conventionally attractive, you get more things in a lot of sense when you have a dick. So there's just a lot more things.
I'm just thinking of how crazy our lives would be if we were fit.
Bro. Unstoppable. I'm
we're not gonna get there because we like to eat too much.
Eat and drink. But I'm just saying, dude, that's the thing, is like, you think I got a lot of friends with me when I'm fat? Like, yeah. Come on, you think a guy's gonna be my friend when I look fucking my goal? Get out of here.
You have an amazing personality.
I do. I'm hilarious. I'm a full package. Get the fuck out of here. You can't be my friend. We're not gonna be friends. That's my favorite goal. We can be friends. We're not gonna be friends. And I just really, really love that, because it respectfully just puts on the table both of y'all's shit. It's like, my intentions are not to be your friend. And I'm just saying, like,
that I is need to ask Corrado, do you think men and women can be friends?
He does.
And he's a man.
He is a man. And his perfect example is right here. Is, you know, our friendship with you is definitely in that field of respect, because we have a lot of respect for one another. And ultimately, like, yeah, we got a history, like the group got a history for sure, but we've evolved to that. So it's like, given context, we have a lot of context missing to this friendship. All right, we won't real talk Sunday this, but we got a lot of context between this mm-hmm. relationship here. So I think that's why we're all friends, because we're missing context here. But for me,
your high ass isn't making sense.
You
all
know
the way.
It fucking makes sense right now before I drop this mic. No. Don't make me drop this mic, bitch.
I hate you with all my heart.
I'm just saying, there's a dynamic to certain friendships, and why, you know, after the fact, you know, and that's a, I don't know, it's just a lot of context missing for our
friendship.
But
now I'm starting to think that there's a lot of people that can't. I think it depends on the person. I really am feeling that right now. It depends on who you are, how you are, and setting boundaries, like that question said, because mm-hmm. I don't think every person can be friends with the opposite sex and it not have something underlying there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my new thought.
Or even like, if you have best friends who are mm-hmm. also couples, and like the opposite of spouses being friends, like, is that a vibe? Is that kosher?
Sounds like a scandal to me.
Oh, is that how that shit starts?
Honestly,
so in that
I mean,
situation, no, you can't.
Oh, I was listening. What was I listening to? Oh my gosh. It was some podcast on Instagram or something. And it was like, I was surfing and this guy rolled up next to me in the ocean, and he was really cool, and I was like, wow, he's hot, like, and I got his number. Is that wrong of me? And then he went on out to dinner with her and her husband mm-hmm. and he was married as well, and then she's still feeling those feelings, so they connected as like, let's double date, but mm-hmm. then it's like she liked him.
Dang,
so,
that's how Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively zinged. They were on a double date
with opposite people.
And
but
they were,
see?
He was like, we were sitting across the table, just zip, 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 zip. It was fire you couldn't put out. And the other two were like,
see,
God damn it.
That's fucked up. But then it's not fucked up because they found the love of their life. Like, how do you live? I don't know what the real thing is for that.
Yeah, man. It sounds like a no to me. But I love that you're like, it's not absolute. It is not black
or white.
I don't
think it's absolute, yeah.
It's not a yes or no question.
There's some gray area.
There's a lot of gray
it.
Area and gray matter here. But I mean, ultimately, and do you feel gay men, queer men and gay men can be friends with other men? But like, and you know, even pansexual, trans, like, I feel that that's way more fluid. I feel like if you're pan and you're friends with a, you know, with any trans or anything,
woman or a man,
it doesn't
that
fucking
you're
matter.
Into.
Yeah. That's to where it's like, that argument brings a completely dynamic, because I think with that, it's understanding your sexuality and like your needs, and I don't know, just being really real with yourself and authentic. So you understand like, no, that's a friend category. Like, we need a solid, rock solid friend. We're not just, you know, just because we're attracted to anything.
Well, for example, like Kayla and Mo are really good friends, and Mo, they're both gay, like lesbians, mm-hmm. and they hang out all the time. Mm-hmm. So it'd be the same concept, right? Because mm-hmm. that's the same.
Yeah. They're both masks. They both have a lot in common.
That's what I'm saying. As far as their work. So that's doable, and they don't want to hook up with each other.
Do you think that's because they're female, or do you think that's just because they're gay?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's valid, dude. The Mo's not her type. Mo's another mask. She's mask. Like, she's mask femme sometimes, but you're mostly mask, like, for sure. And Mel's mask, and Mo's mask. So that's why it's like, eh. Which is so funny in that show, The Ultimatum, they're pairing up mask with femme. And it's, like, interesting. You have a couple mask femme that are in there as well. But it's interesting how that comes out. It's very, and the masks are usually not attracted to one another because it's just...
That's not their type, yeah. It'd be the same thing if you had, like, a man that was, like, when they used to say metro or, like, you know, or a cowboy or, like, you know, like, it's all a different preference.
Yeah, what kind of men you like? Cowboy. I went to high school with a lot of cowboys.
Why can't you say what high school you went to?
I don't know.
That's a kind of weird.
Is it?
Open up a little bit. It's the high school. Where are they going to go look in your yearbook and look at what you looked like?
Come and look at your yearbook?
I don't fucking know.
I didn't know if it was, like... You know, same.
I went to Buena Park High School. Does that make you feel better?
Thank you.
In California. Look it up.
I don't think we need these details. I think we just, the details. All that's to say, I don't know. I feel weird about it. That's weird. I don't know. That's me.
Really weird. You're talking about sexcapades in episodes about your butthole. But you won't say what high school you're going to.
Dude, I fucked my way through that high school. That would really put me on blast. If they were like, dude,
we didn't say
it. Oh, shit.
Damn it. So you admit you robbed the bank. God damn it. You literally just twisted all those words to out yourself right now.
I think that's what they call karma, honestly.
By saying what high school you went
to. Let's hurt that. Let's table that. Come back.
She went to Boise State University. Oh, wait. She dropped out.
I dropped out. I got that shit. Don't take my money no more.
Oh, my God.
All right. Bringing it full circle. So it's not a black or white question. And through this journey, I'm excited to see what fucking friends I'm about to make right now. Because I'm excited. I think I can be friends with some lesbians. I am friends with lesbians.
Yeah,
you
are.
More lesbian friends. But I think overall, yeah, we'll navigate this and we'll see where it goes. But friendships are great. We just just don't fuck your friends, you know? But I think a big one is boundaries. I have an Achilles heel called boundaries. I'm in therapy for it, okay? So I think that's another element of me as well, adding context, is I struggle with boundaries as well. So my outlook on men and people I'm even remotely attracted to, or if we have some sort of vibe, I'll definitely tote that line. It's a fun game of fire for me, and I rarely get burnt. So I'm very confident in the game, and I don't like that. So we're talking about it, okay? It's been on the roster of my healing journey, but boundaries are something I struggle with through and through in my life. And so it's like, yeah, I don't think they can be friends. So, and that's my personal bias on that. My imprint on why, because it's also myself. That has done that. I've never been a friend with a guy and just waited for them to be single and been like, all right, now. Never have I done that. So, yeah, that's just my bias on it.
Well, we'll just see how your life goes.
We're going to see how my life goes. And we're just going to keep coming back to the mic and talking about it. I think, you know, when I start dating and really putting on the mic, like, some of my experiences with other people, I think it's going to be a really fun journey for all of us to go down. Because, I haven't dated in so long. I don't even want to date right now. But the thought of going on a date sounds terrifying,
with
honestly.
A free meal, you'll like that.
Yeah. All right, you're right, you're right, you're right. I'm back on board.
I'd like to go to a sushi restaurant, if possible.
Oh, I don't like sushi. All right, then we're not going out.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. Stopped right here. Yeah, we'll keep you updated. Overall, though, good luck out there. I hope all your
men
friends...
Men just want to fuck you. That's what
the
she's
end of the day. Try and change my mind. Try and change my mind, man. That's all I'm saying. Come change my mind. All that to say... I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope it's safe. I hope it was wonderful. Everyone was safe. But rounding out this episode, your artist and song is Daniel D'Angelo, Drive You Insane. Enjoy. Pain, that shit never leaves you the same. It knows how to play with your brain.
drive you insane. Oh yeah, yeah, put my girl on the bed and I'm riding tonight. But when I get my chance, so I'll fuck you right. And if you drink my pain, you can swallow my pride. And if you curse my name, baby, fuck your life. And I know you want it, baby, you know I want you. Don't underestimate the things that I could do. I know you wish us apart, don't want it her way. Well, I just fucked her all night, so have a good day. Yeah, you, yeah, you know what you did. Yeah, you know that you fucked up my love life. Now you wanna get lit. What, girl, what the fuck did you say? I won't put you on the front of the book and you won't even get a page, babe. Play your games and you won't even get a taste. Yeah, you won't even get hit up when I'm drunk. You won't even get laid. You won't even get paid. You won't even get played. Cause I know how to get in my way. I just put my girl on the back and I'm riding tonight. But when I get my chance, so I'll fuck you right. And if you drink my pain, follow my pride. And if you curse my name, baby, fuck your life. And I know you want it, baby, you know I want you. Don't underestimate the things that I could do. I know you wish I support, don't want it her way. Well, I just fucked her all night, so have a good day. Yeah, you text me all night to see if I'm alright, to get to my dark side. You fucked with the wrong type, baby, I'm the wrong guy. I thought you were for life, I thought you were all mine. So I put my girl on the bed, riding right past your house. And when you see her face, you'll know what I'm about. Cause I know just how to drive you insane, baby. I know just how to play your games, baby. Don't underestimate the things that I could do. Girl, you gave me a reason to treat you this way. I should have never even loved you in the first place. You fucked with the wrong type, baby.